Good morning and welcome to Monday in Manhattan. This is our weekly broadcast from City Administration to keep you in the loop. You can find out more about local government at the city's website, cityofmhk.com.
Good morning. It's almost afternoon, but it's Monday in Manhattan. I'm here with Chad Bunger, our Assistant Director for Community Development. We're going to be talking about housing today on the agenda. Tomorrow, for the City Commission meeting, they're going to be considering going out for an RFQ, a request for qualifications, to hire a consultant to do a housing market analysis and policy strategy study. Is that correct, Chad?
That is correct.
Okay.
I don't know why I'm here. You're covering this all, but thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
Yeah, of course. I think the community would, a lot of people in the community may say that a housing study is long overdue.
Mm-hmm.
We did a housing study back in 1999. I was in fourth grade at that time. so it's been a while. A lot of has happened in the community
right.
As it relates to housing. There's been a lot of developments, a lot of neighborhood and subdivisions created. There's been a lot of low-income housing association developments to address things like that. But we really haven't had like a guiding policy, guiding the community on how we allow or incentivize certain housing development mm-hmm. throughout the community. So to kick it off, I guess, Chad, give us just an overview of what the study is going to be about. And then, because there's kind of two ways of thought. There's this data market analysis. What does housing actually look like in Manhattan? And then there's the, okay, now how do we address that?
Right.
So there's kind of two parts to it.
Yep, exactly right. In hindsight, I think we should have routinely did a market housing study or a housing market study. We didn't, so what do you do? So we're firing this up hopefully this year. The idea behind it is, like you said, get good data on our housing and our economy, and then we can analyze that, get community input and feedback to develop the strategies that are needed to help us address. We're calling it suitable housing,
mm-hmm.
So not just affordable housing, but housing for everybody that is or wants to be in Manhattan. So that is not just the price tag of the apartment or the home. We are also looking at both sides of that market.
Owner and rental.
Owner and renter.
Renters, the majority of our population, over 60% of people rent in Manhattan,
correct.
Is that correct?
Yep. And so that is a big part of our market, for sure, our houses in the community. And so, we want to look at that whole spectrum of housing and not just the price tag, as I was saying, but the type of house, the quality of house, the location of the house. There's no doubt you could find an affordable home somewhere in this region. If you could only spend $75,000 on a house for your family, you could find it somewhere in this region. But you'll probably have to drive to Manhattan if you work or doesn't have the number of bedrooms or whatever. So we're looking at that term suitable housing, not just affordable housing.
And when you say market analysis, so we're gonna draw a boundary somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
It probably will extend a little bit outside of Manhattan,
correct.
I assume, because you gotta factor in Blue Township. We have people who don't live in Manhattan but work in Manhattan.
Right.
We have people who live in Manhattan but don't work in Manhattan. So there's that aspect. But we're looking at the market. So we're trying to figure out what housing is available today.
Right.
Not only, so we're going to look at location. We're going to look at cost. We're going to look at the amenities surrounding it, access to transportation, sidewalks, all these, close to business districts and things to do. We're going to look at that, and then it's going to create this kind of market analysis, and that consultant is kind of maybe going to tell us, you have this amount of this type of housing, you have this amount of this type of housing, you have this amount of this type of housing, which is maybe really low or really high, you have too much or too little.
Yep.
Is that kind of the data that they're going to provide us?
Right, so we're looking at that part of the project, at least how we have envisioned it, knowing what our current housing market is, and if you think of different price points and I don't know how many segments we create that in, but different price points of homes and rentals in the community. So we'll look at to understand what we have built and what we have today. And then the next part will be projecting our growth out, both demographics of how many people, how many families, all sorts of demographics there, special needs, as well as income growth and those sort of things, the economy. And we'll project that out. We're anticipating a 20-year projection. Not that we'll get it right in 20 years, that projection, but it gives us an idea of where the community is heading. And so then we'll take those market segments and say, all right, we know today we have, I'm making numbers up, 125,000 homes. And in 5 years, we need 500 of those homes. So we know what our projections will be. And then we can come as a community, figure out what our community's vision is for the city of Manhattan for housing, what our goals are, and then from that, create recommendations. So if we know that the biggest priority or the goal is to meet all those 125,000 or all those homes in that $125,000 price range, whatever that is, then what things do we mm-hmm. have to do to make that happen in 5 years?
Before we jump to the solutions mm-hmm. aspect of it, I do want to touch on something that you mentioned of the market not only includes, you're not going to not only do an analysis of the housing stock,
right,
but the market analysis also looks at all of those demographics that you're talking about and how they all play together. So we're talking about number of students, number of Fort Riley soldiers, yep. number of
elderly,
what people
retired,
call young professionals,
right? Yep.
Entry-level job, wants to live in Manhattan and mm-hmm. buy a home here
yeah.
in the future. Elderly, low income, high income, moderate income,
yeah.
whatever you define those, and you're going to define that market too,
yes,
and correct. How they all play together.
Yep,
okay,
definitely. And so we'll have a good picture, both what we have today and where we want to go in the future of just, demographically what we think we need to meet to make our economy hum, and then what housing has to go along with that. Because those two work so much hand in hand nowadays. It's, gone are the days of just offering some business a huge tax break or whatever, and they show up and they're here for forever. Now you have so much more goes into that economic development, and housing is a huge piece. If you don't have the right kind of housing for that company's employees, there's a good chance they won't come to Manhattan or any other community that
mm-hmm.
doesn't fit their needs. Same thing with students. The student population is a huge chunk. And if we don't have the housing that meets those families' needs sending their kiddos here, they'll probably look at another university unless they're fully, deeply, dyed-in-the-wool K-State fans. So
yeah.
Those are all important elements that housing brings to this community. And the other piece, students are a big factor, but I have a suspicion, I don't know, but I have a suspicion that a lot of their needs and demographics and things that everyone mentions when it comes to housing really overshadows some low to moderate housing needs, some rental needs that we probably don't address all that well because mm-hmm. it's quick and easy to say, well, we have so many rentals and all those rentals are related to students. And
which
that's probably not true.
Case. Yeah. For sure. So at the end of the day, we're going to get a report, hopefully from a consultant, if the commissioners authorize this RFQ timeline real quick. We go out for an RFQ that usually takes 30 to 60 days
mm-hmm.
to get the submittals, make a selection and recommendation
yep.
to the city commission. Then you got to negotiate an agreement with the consultant, get authorization from the city commission. We got about $95,000 budgeted this year. Most of that's coming from the Economic Development Fund and portions of our utility funds.
Mm-hmm.
If we can get that contract in place probably by this summer,
right.
that'll be, I think your RFQ says about a year-long process, maybe more, to gather that data and then start providing the city commission with some
mm-hmm.
understanding of the market, where the gaps are. And then are we looking for that consultant to provide recommendations on policies
Definitely.
That our city commission can start chewing on? A couple of our commissioners through the commission goal setting retreats have talked about creating a housing advisory board,
mm-hmm.
made up of a mixture of representatives from all those demographics that we're talking about, both renters and homeowners, to make recommendations. Mm-hmm. So is that the avenue that we're looking at?
It could be, for sure. You know this. You get in any conversation about housing, there are as many different people talk about it as opinions of why we have why the housing topic's important, and solutions on how to address those issues. And so what I really want from this study is to give us those that data so we can, as a community, with the expertise of that consultant, understand what our housing needs are. And then with the expertise of that consultant, work with the community to develop solutions. So yes, at the end of the day, we'll have a really good idea of what our needs are, what our issues are, and then those solutions that our partners in housing, you know, be it the Housing Authority or the Manhattan Area Housing Partnership. I think developers play a huge role in this, and builders. Yep. And then where needed, the city and our county and whoever else, school district, whoever else wants to get involved in addressing those things. So, I think it's going to be a good document.
Do you think it could get to the point where there's recommendations that have maybe geographic implications of the city of Manhattan? Hypothetically, mm-hmm. The consultant comes back and says, you have an opportunity in this section of Manhattan where homes are maybe this type of price or structure, or people are looking for this area.
Yep.
Maybe you should incentivize developers to go in and reinvest in some of those houses. There's a lot of cities. I think Lawrence is talking about this right now. I think Boulder comes to mind, and some other people or cities who actually put a limit on the city boundaries. It says we're not going to sprawl anymore because that means more water lines, streets, sidewalks that the city needs to maintain, and that could be too cost prohibitive. Could that come up? There's a lot of things that could be recommended.
I hope everything's on the board for these recommendations, be it change city rules and policies to some of those things. We will ask the consultant, whoever we get, to provide us that information geographically through maps and whatnot, so that we can say, hey, this is a great area of town that could benefit from this program. And there are some real area-specific programs that we could capture. And then I think we have with this study, as well as that annexation study that we're doing for
Green Valley
area, east side of town, as well as with our comprehensive plan, we have the makings of a really good growth management document that will be able to tell us some way down the road we want to be here with our community in terms of growth, and how do we most efficiently do that. Because like you said, for every new subdivision you put out on the edge of town, that's more pipes and more roads we have to maintain and all that. And to some point, at some limit, your return on that investment is much less. I don't know if we're at that capacity or not. That's what both of those studies are going to tell us, I hope.
Yeah.
But we have the makings of that. So maybe it's we take a more critical eye to just building on the edges of our community instead, without focusing on the inside.
As we wrap up, last question. I'm going to put you on the spot a little bit, Chad. There's, we heard this feedback during the discussion item with some of our city commissioners about letting the market kind of just determine the housing, do what it's doing. Do we need data? Can we get our own data? City administration is advocating for this study. We are saying that it's a need. So I guess, can you talk a little bit about why it's important for the community in a broader sense?
I think that the reason to hire a consultant for a project like this is, one, is the expertise that consultant will bring. That we're not just going to get, hopefully, some Joe Schmo off the street that can run an Excel spreadsheet to do this for us. They'll be able to really understand the markets that are present in Manhattan. Have the expertise to facilitate discussions. There's no doubt my staff and community development can muddle our way through this, and we can facilitate meetings and do those sort of things, but it'll take at least twice as long, because we'll have to learn, we'll have to most likely ask multiple questions because we don't know the right question. So there's that expertise that they'll bring. I think objectivity is a big piece also that will be valuable to Manhattan. You know, if we just got everybody in the room that dealt with housing and said, what's wrong? All of them are going to say something different. And then they'll also say, well, Chad and community development's got this rule, makes it tough on me to build what I want to build. And they're probably right. But maybe that is, or maybe that isn't a factor to our housing issue. So we'll have someone from out of the community that say, well, these are the things that are impacting whatever we're not achieving. You know, so there's
some value.
That data
will be hard to argue with.
That's the hope, is that we'll be able to present it in a way that, like, oh, that's what that is.
This is what we're working with.
Yeah, and objective information. So,
you did mention public engagement. Mm-hmm. So that is one thing that's part of it, and one thing I forgot to mention in the process. We're hoping that consultant can facilitate some conversations with the community, talk to those certain demographics of people about things that they're experiencing, so we can get that data as well from a qualitative perspective. And then, you know, I know part of it is kind of a steering committee that could be involved of different types of individuals throughout the community who can help guide the process, like we're saying, kind of all walks of life when it comes to people who are renters, homeowners, and everywhere in between.
So tomorrow, on the 18th, the City Commission will review and hopefully approve the advertisement of our request for qualifications. We'll get that out in pretty short order, probably next week. And I think on my schedule, I have about 30 days for any interested consultant or consultant firms to submit their request or their qualifications. Then we'll take probably another month to review all that, interview consultants, and then go have that again approved by, or the recommendation by the review committee approved by the commission. And then we'll negotiate contracts. And so it's not a quick process. And hopefully by June, July, somewhere in there, depending on all those steps, we would have someone under contract and ready to go. From there, we anticipate having the consultant spend a lot of time that in the early in the project to do the number crunching, find the data, do all that. So probably end of the year, first to next, being armed with that information and being able to then have conversations with the community.
We have the ability for public comment during the City Commission meetings. So tomorrow, February 18th, the meeting starts at 7 p.m. There's a couple items on the general agenda. One of them is Chad, so he's going to be, like he did 2 weeks ago, going over the RFQ, what it means, pretty much everything we've talked about today. And then the commission is going to vote whether to move forward with that. And there'll be a time for members of the public to come, and they have up to 5 minutes to provide public comment to the City Commission how they feel about that particular item. So that's definitely a part of it. And then if it gets approved, and this summer we approve that contract with the consultant, I'm sure there's going to be plenty of opportunities for that public engagement, serving on the steering committee and things like that. So multiple opportunities that we'll keep the public posted about.
Definitely.
Yeah. Chad, well, good luck tomorrow. And
thank you.
Thanks for stopping by on Monday in Manhattan. I appreciate it. If anyone has questions, let us know. Have a good week.